Carmen.
Yes.
I understand you're starting school today.
Well, I started yesterday, but today is the first day of, like, my second set of classes.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
The first day of the rest of your life.
Guess what class Carmen's taking?
She is taking statistics?
No.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Carmen, you are?
Yes,
oh.
I am.
Oh, good luck with that, man.
Okay, thank
that
you.
Is a tough-ass class.
Yeah.
Carmen está taking Español.
Oh, yeah. Muy bueno.
No bueno.
Hola.
How is your Spanish?
Hola.
I'll ask you a question. You answer me in Spanish.
Okay.
Carmen, ¿dónde está Susana?
Sí.
Nope.
Okay.
Galvin, ¿dónde está Susana?
No. I do not know Susana. I don't know
nope.
what that means.
Nope. Rob, ¿dónde está Susana?
En la biblioteca.
Nope.
Damn it.
Spanish, ¿dónde está Susana?
Susana es en la biblioteca.
No. Why would she be in the library?
Why wouldn't she be in the library?
Oh, where,
maybe she likes
where,
to read.
Is that what it is? Where is Susana?
But the thing is that these are typical, these are the questions, like you're going to learn all about Susana.
Right.
I know I can go to the phone lines and ask, ¿dónde está Susana? And I'm going to get the correct answer. Not, I mean, there's a lot of, all those answers were correct.
Right.
She could be in a library, she could be wherever, but there's one particular response that everybody was taught in high school. I say to you, ¿dónde está Susana?
Susana es en el baño.
No.
Taking a poopy. She had that bad burrito.
No. Carmen, you better pay attention to this. 727-579-1025. I ask you, ¿dónde está Susana? And there is a prescribed response.
Okay.
There is something that is somebody will be able to answer immediately, and then I will answer back to them, and we have completed lesson number one.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
And Carmen, you don't know nothing.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know anything.
So this is your first day?
Basically, yeah. I mean, I had to take one semester of it in high school.
And you don't retain that? I didn't. That's what I remember is from high school.
Oh, I slept the whole time. All I know is my name was Margarita because you have to pick a Spanish name.
Oh, boy.
And I picked Margarita. Yeah.
Yeah, I took Spanish 1 for 3 years in high school because I continued to fail it. I just did not.
It's so easy. Oh, that'll get you in the way.
But the best part about this is Blaine or Blarman, fluent in Spanish. So
I like that.
He will be doing my homework for me.
Right, who is this?
Switch it up a little bit.
Anthony.
Anthony, ¿dónde está Susana?
Susana no está aquí.
No. Come on. Don't guess. If you don't know, don't call in. ¿Quién es? Hello? Oh. Hola, ¿quién es?
Lou,
¿dónde está Susana?
Susana está en la casa.
And then what's your response?
No, en la cocina. Susana está en la casa? No, en la cocina. That's the response.
Lesson one complete.
¿Dónde está Susana? Where is Susana? Susana está en la casa? No, en la cocina.
Is Susana in the house?
Yes.
No, she is in the lake.
Kitchen. Oh. Cocina. Gracias,
but
Lou.
The kitchen is in the house, right? So don't that
argue
lesson
with sucks. Don't argue.
Why she got to be in the kitchen? Why can't she be in the boardroom? Goddamn sexism.
Glass ceiling. The laundry room.
She was in there. She left her laptop in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's a lawyer. Don't belittle her.
But still, the kitchen is in the house, so...
Yeah,
still
all
pointing
right.
that out.
In la sala. That's it. It's in la sala, not la casa. It's in the living room. In la sala? No, in la cocina.
Yeah.
That's right. Close enough.
Right.
You're close enough. He at least knew the phrasing
right.
and the answer there. Don't say right to me. You're going to talk to me for the rest of the day.
Sorry about that.
The way you treated me before.
You must be Prince.
Yeah.
Ask some other. I want to see it because I didn't take any Spanish.
I don't remember a lot of the phrases, but I can ask you Spanish questions.
Well, I'm not going to necessarily
Galvin,
give you the phrase back, but I'll see if I can answer.
¿Dónde está Rob?
Right there. I already know ¿dónde está? I learned it from the last
Galvin.
Sí.
¿Quién es Carmen?
I don't know that.
No, who is Carmen?
Who is Carmen? Oh, it's the girl over there with the mustache.
Please answer in Spanish.
As Carmen.
Carmen está.
Muy macho. Right? That's great.
Más pelo con lipo?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Some words I don't remember. I just say lipo. It's a very racist way of knowing Spanish. Carmen, you better get on this.
That's why I'm going to class for it. Like someone's going to teach me all these things.
I know, but you can't go to medical school without having studied a little bit. You got to know a little bit.
Yeah, but you can't go to medical school before you do any of the prerequisites for it. So
What is the right word? What is the right word?
I can't say it.
What is it?
I say prereqs.
Yeah, I know. Why? What is the word?
Prerequisite.
Nope.
I can't say it. That's why I say prereqs.
All right, hold on. But you got to know. You can't go further unless you know what it means.
Actually, I can because I have.
You can. At some point, they're going to ask you, and they're going to be like,
I'm taking my prereqs.
All right. Prereqs. What's a prereq?
That's what I'm taking.
What does that stand for?
Prerequisites. I can't say it.
Try it.
I just did.
No, try it.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Try it.
Try to say it slow so maybe you can say it.
I don't want to.
I'll help you.
No, you're not. You're just making fun of me. Yeah, I've already done that part.
Fontaine.
You take over.
No, you're not. No, that's
just you got to learn it today.
That far.
You got to learn it today. Come on, say it.
Say it.
Come on. Say it.
Say it.
Now you're just being dumb.
Don't throw things at me. Okay, I've already told. I've already done it. I don't know I can't say it. I'm taking my prereqs right now.
What is a prereq?
Prereqs. They're classes that you have to take before you can move.
Is
farther.
That short for something? That word that you're saying.
It is.
What is it short for?
A very long word.
Why can't you learn it instead of
because
just
you're not.
I'm going to teach it to you.
Okay, then say it.
But my problem is I need to see how far off you are on the word.
I literally have said it 5 times and I go, nope, say it.
All right, hold on.
Say it.
You're saying it wrong.
I know.
And you're leaving letters out.
And I can't say it right.
So if you read it off of something, can you say it?
No.
I think you can. I think you'll do better.
I don't think I will.
You want to type it in? You want to look? You want to Google it?
Really? I can't say it. You think I can spell it?
Wow, you are mean. I'm glad I'm not your teacher.
God.
What are you going to do if your teacher goes, Sandra, come up here and tell us what prereq stands for?
No teacher is going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
You are awfully mean today.
Me?
Yeah.
Requisite.
That's the word.
Requisite.
Requisite. No.
Requisite. I can't say it.
Say it like this guy's saying it.
Requisite.
Yay! My God. Say it again.
Requisite.
It's the only way you're going to learn. Watch. Say it. Watch. Say it.
Requisite.
See? You'll never get burned now. She's still jumpy. All right. Anything else you don't know?
I don't know a lot of stuff.
I don't think we have enough time in the show.
What do you mean? We know
requisite.
This. Prereqs.
Say prerequisite.
I don't want to.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You just learned the word.
Prerequisite.
Here we go. You ready?
Prerequisite. Can you get away with yelling at you and I get burned because I can't say a word?
Prerequisite.
It's a really hard word.
It's not.
It is. Don't tell me what I find hard and not hard. Like, that's just rude. Like, you find hard doing 22 push-ups, or you find it hard to do 22 push-ups. I think it's hard to say prerequisite.
Who can do it first? Him do 22 push-ups, or you say the word correctly?
Oh, man.
Let's get a clock in here.
Hard.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. Hard.
It's hard.
Very good.
It's really hard.
Prerequisite.
Prerequisite.
No. Oh, you're
man.
Getting worse as time goes on.
Break it down.
It's hard. I can't get the Q and the U and the S to line up.
How about this? Spell it. Pronounce it like you would spell it. P-R-E.
P-R-E.
R-E-K.
R-K?
Yeah. Good. Just listen to me.
Phonetically.
P-R-E.
I was like, whoa.
R-E-K-W-E-Z-E-T.
Prerequisite.
No,
prerequisite.
Prerequisite.
There you go.
Prerequisite.
So now, no, listen, Carmen, this will train you for the rest of your life. So what did you used to say? You used to say prereq was it.
Duh.
Prereq was Bam. It, what you used to say. So now,
prereq was it.
Right.
Prerequisite.
There you go. Dumb. What did you used to say?
Prerequisite.
Dumb. There you go.
Very good, Carmen.
Okay, now your turn. 22 push-ups.
Oh!
You're going to school so you can learn.
Yeah.
I'm
learning at school.
Moron.
I don't need any help.
And
I'm
you
fine.
Go to the gym Moron. And train with a trainer
right.
so you can do 22 push-ups.
We don't do push-ups. You want a box? I'll go in and punch you right in your face.
Idiot.
Whatever you want to do. What's the word for school? What does prereq stand for? Come on, you can do this.
It's a word.
Right? And it stands for what?
Prerequisites.
Close enough.
Thank you.
All right. Why does everything have to be so difficult with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Me? Why, really?
Yeah. Why can't you just be like, I'm glad these guys really teach me so that I don't look foolish?
Because you don't teach me. You don't. You weren't going to do that. You just kept saying it. Nope, you're wrong. Keep saying it. You're doing it wrong. Say it. Nope, that's wrong. You weren't going to teach me until I refused to do it. All you were doing was making fun of me.
No.
So you're cruel. Not teaching me. Yeah, you're cruel. You are cruel. Very cruel.
I believe the road was full.
Ignoramus.
Yeah, you are.
Ignoramus.
Imbecile.
How about this one?
Claude.
Claude. When's the last time somebody called somebody a Claude?
I like Dolt.
Yeah, Dolt is good.
Dolt is a good one.
Carmen, I believe you're very smart and you'll do well at school.
Blockhead.
You'll be fine today. Okay? Carmen.
Moron.
Carmen. Prerequisite. Illuminamon. We found the similarity between you and Medicine Man.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.